Молимся Святому Господу Иисусу, Единому Безгрешному, Кресту Твоему поклоняемся, Христе.
Слава Иисусу Христу, слава на Духе. Glory to Jesus Christ, glory forever. You are listening to Christ Among Us, a program brought to you each Sunday at this time to reach those who are elderly or ill and those who are not able to attend their church for Sunday worship. This program is sponsored by the Diocesan Resource Committee of the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of St. Josephat in Parma, Ohio, and by your contributions. Each Sunday, we will bring to you the Word of God. We hope to brighten your lives and bring you joy and solace.
Is the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. And entering into a boat, Jesus passed over the water and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him one sick of the palsy lying in a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the man sick of the palsy, Be of good heart, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. And behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, He blasphemeth. And Jesus, seeing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? Whether is easier, to say, Thy sins are forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then said he to this man sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he arose, and went into his house. And the multitude, seeing it, feared, and glorified God, that gave such power to men. Glory be to you, O God. Glory be to you. In this gospel, we notice that our Lord, upon encountering the man sick of the palsy, does not seemingly at first recognize his physical infirmity, but the purity that's needed in his heart. He recognizes the man is sick from sin. He recognizes he needs purification. He is focused on the well-being of his soul more than his body. Our Lord became incarnate, suffered, was buried, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, all for us to be purified from sin and to be able to be united to him forever. So our Lord seemingly sees that first, that need to be cleansed from sin. He sees also the evil in the hearts of the scribes. But alas, they have no desire to repent, and they don't have the faith of others to intercede for them. They are not healed. The clergy, the hierarchy that our Lord put in place in his church has the same goal as our Lord, to heal souls and to heal the wounds of souls and to help purify hearts and to help bring everyone into communion with him. Obviously, the clergy are not there for the healing of bodies normally. St. Dionysius the Areopagite, in his work, The Ecclesiastical Hierarchy, speaks to this. He writes, Our greatest likeness to and union with God is the goal of our hierarchy. The order of hierarchs, the bishops, has the task of consecration and of perfection. The illuminative order of priests brings light, and the task of the deacons is to purify and to discern the imperfect. Clergy have the same goal as our Lord, to purify hearts and to bring souls into communion with Christ. Sin paralyzes us. Without our Lord Jesus Christ, we are held in bonds. Without our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot get free from sin. It truly does paralyze us. And we should intercede for others. We should use the faith that God has given us as a gift to intercede for others. In the early church, in the time of the Desert Fathers, there was a greeting that was customary. The greeting was, May you be saved. Not hello, not good day, but may you be saved. Wouldn't it be wonderful for us if we could continue or begin to use that greeting again? That we could not only greet but pray for one another on a regular basis. May you be saved. We need to understand that it is more important for us to look at the spiritual infirmities of one another and to pray with great love and faith for each other, for the healing of our hearts. We should ask others to intercede for us, not just for our temporal needs, but for our spiritual needs. We should intercede for others regularly, not just asking for temporal goods or earthly needs or for physical healing, but we should pray especially for purification of heart. Pray that others will indeed come into union with Christ in His great mercy. We should be aware of the evil that lurks in our own hearts as well. Our Lord spotted that in the scribes, and He spots it in us as well. That's why we need to examine ourselves as our Lord examines our hearts. We need to discover what is lurking there and seek purification ourselves. We must fall before the Lord and repent, confess, and receive His healing grace so that we may be purified. Sin truly does paralyze us, but our Lord offers His hand to us to pull us out of the bonds of sin and out of the paralysis. And we should always remember how strong our own faith is in helping to cure others and interceding for others. So to all those who are listening to this, I say to you and pray for you, may you be saved.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Христос посеред нас», яка виходить за сприянням єпархіального комітету ресурсів Української католицької єпархії Святого Йосафата, що у Пармі, Огайо. Ми пропонуємо вам разом, спільно молитися, подавати свої інтенції можна до церков ТВЄ, або також у редакцію радіопрограми «Христос посеред нас».
Glory to Jesus Christ! Glory to Him forever! Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm Father Yaroslav Koval from Ukrainian Catholic Church. Today we reflect together on the Gospel from Matthew. Today we have also 7th Sunday after Pentecost. A reading from the Holy Gospel from Matthew. Glory be to you, O Lord, glory be to you. At that time when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed Him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, See that no one knows it. But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all that country. They went out. Behold, they brought to him a man, mute and demon-possessed. And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke. And the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never seen like this in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He cast out demons by the ruler of the demons. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is again Jesus the healer who is shown to us by the gospel for the 7th Sunday after Pentecost. Chapters 8 and 9 of Matthew are usually called cycle of miracles. Here we witness as many as 10 stories of miracles, each of which addresses a different problem: leprosy, servitude, fever, natural disasters, demonic possession, paralysis, death, bleeding, blindness, muteness. Jesus is presented as a universal healer, which perfectly fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Then the eyes of the blind shall see, and the ears of the deaf be open. Then the lame shall leap like a stag, and the mute tongue sing for joy. Not only that, but since the number 10 clearly follows the model of the 10 signs that Moses did in Egypt before Pharaoh, Christ appears as the sign that the times have arrived. He is the new Moses, just as was promised in the book of Deuteronomy. Now, what is the meaning of Jesus' miracles? First of all, they reveal his messianic power, under which disease are defeated, death, hostility of nature against man. That is all that, because of sin and the disorder that follows, alienated man from God and submitted human beings to the dominion of Satan. In this struggle against evil, the main weapon of Jesus is established right from miracles, not coincidentally called in the Gospels acts of power. The expulsion of demons is the most obvious example. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Miracles, however, are always connected to a dimension of faith. So the miracles require faith. What kind of faith? A faith that is already mature, complete, proven? Certainly not. At the beginning, rather than faith, there is a simple trust. We become convinced of the power and goodness of Christ. It dawns on us that God the Father and God the Son are connected somehow, and that, above all human possibilities, we can give ourselves permission to trust in Jesus just as completely as we trust in the Father. And in today's Gospel, if we concentrate our attention on the nature of the miracles, what do we see? The faith of the two blind men expressed in suppressing a cry as, "Son of David, have mercy on us," is shown to us as if it were a seed. And yet, even in this little form, it is a condition that can allow the saving power of Jesus, our Lord, God and Savior, to deploy effectively God's grace, the healing power of the Holy Spirit upon them. Jesus did not despise the insistent cry of desperation. This was not a nonsense to him. This was not someone bothering him with their problems or someone imposing his time. No, not at all. When you and I cry out to Jesus that we need his help, then this is a sign that we trust him and that we have some, even if it's only a little. Indeed, it deems us worthy of being heard by him because it is already a grain or seed of faith in us. Moreover, the same prayer for healing becomes an expression of faith. To highlight this deep faith in Christ and in his power, Matthew has created a significant exchange between Jesus and the two blind men. "Do you think I can do this?" They answered, "Yes, Lord." Thus the Master established a close connection between trusting prayer and the benefit awarded and the miracle. This is primarily a response to those who have recourse to God with confidence, because this last claim is not a demonstration but a trust in the omnipotence and providence of God. The miracle happens only where there is already at least incipient faith, so much so that Jesus can say to the healed person, "Go, your faith has saved you." This really is not the faith of the man who heals, but the power of God. But our faith in God is a necessary condition. The Word of God heals. But faith is the condition that makes it possible for God to work miracles. Let us try to remember that in one of the Gospels we are told that in Nazareth, Jesus could not work many miracles because in his hometown, nobody thought of him as Son of God, but simply as Son of Mary and Joseph. But why does God need our faith? Because having faith means, in a sense, that we confess and proclaim our lack of power and at the same time our confidence in the power of God. It means that we refuse to count on our own self, but tells everyone that we count in a unique way on God alone. The miracles serve to underline the divinity of Jesus and thus to increase our faith in him. In the light of today's episode, it is easy enough to see that the paradox is true. There are blind people who in fact see God, and there are people whose physical eyes can see perfectly well, but they have no clue, no trace of God in their life. They cannot see God. They might as well be blind. Something wrong happens in our spiritual life if we experience blindness and dumbness. These are both also great spiritual infirmities. The man who is spiritually blind does not see the light of the world. He moves about in the darkness. Not only does he not see the divine reflection, but he does not know how to see the people around him in the correct way also. For it is only possible to see others properly when the light from above is visible to you. Too often, our own imagination, when it is not purified, illuminated by God, make us see other people as monstrously deformed. And the one who is spiritually dumb also cannot speak to other people. Any kind of real dialogue, any exchange or conversation about supreme values between a he and an I is beyond reach to such a person. They are condemned to a continual sterile monologue, for basically all they can see is themselves. They cannot relate to anyone other than in an egoistical way. All the more reason for them not to be able to tell others what comes from God, what is real, what is valuable. They cannot even speak to God. That is to say, their prayer life is held back, or even non-existent. When other people are truly praying, this bothers them. It makes them feel annoyed, angry, and frustrated that others can do what they know deep down inside of them that they cannot do. The person who does not know how to receive the Word made flesh is deprived of all words. Such a person who does not receive the light of the world is deprived of all light. By the prayers of all the Most Holy Mother of God and all the saints, may we be found worthy of praying and receiving. Let us say together, O my Savior, open my spiritual eyes and give freedom to my spiritual lips and speech. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Him forever.
Ви слухаєте радіопрограму «Христос посеред нас», яка виходить за сприянням Єпархіального комітету ресурсів Української католицької єпархії Святої Йозефата, що у Пармі, Огайо, та інших парафій.
Слава тобі, Боже наш, слава тобі! В той час, як Ісус відходив, слідом за ним пішли два сліпці, кричачи: «Помилуй нас, сину Давидів!» І коли він увійшов до хати, сліпці приступили до нього, і він спитав їх: «Чи віруєте, що я можу це зробити?» «Так, Господи», вони йому кажуть. Тоді він доторкнувся до їхніх очей, кажучи: «Нехай вам станеться за вашою вірою». І відкрились їхні очі. Ісус суворо наказав їм: «Глядіть, щоб ніхто не знав про це». Та вони, вийшовши, розголосили про нього чутку по всій країні. Як вони виходили, привели до нього німого, щоб обіснувати. Коли ж він вигнав біса, німий почав говорити, і люди дивувались, кажучи: «Ніколи чогось такого не бачено в Ізраїлі». Фаризеї ж говорили: «Він виганяє бісів князем бісівським». Ісус обходив усі міста і села, навчаючи в їхніх синагогах, проповідуючи Євангеліє Царства та вигонюючи всяку хворобу і недугу. Слава тобі, Боже наш, слава тобі! Віки Богу. Сьогодні знову Ісус Христос, оздоровлюючи сліпців, запитує їх перед зціленням: «Чи віруєте, що я можу це зробити?» «Так, Господи», вони йому кажуть. Навіть не маючи фізичної можливості, вони вже бачать Господа своїми духовними очима. Більше, ніж фарисеї, які залишаються далі сліпими через їхню гордість. І це чудо, це зцілення нагадує нам і запитує нас, чи ми маємо віру. Чи ми віримо, що Господь Христос може оздоровити кожного із нас? Якщо церква – це лікарня, і ми приходимо до церкви лікарні за зціленням, оздоровленням і спасінням, то, напевно, також запитаємо себе, як ми просимо? чи є між мною і моїм Господом діалог, де він запитує, чи я вірю в нього як небесного зцілителя, лікаря. Кожне зцілення – чудо. Це також процес, діалог. Наша персональна віра – це персональна відповідь на любов Божу. Бо він завжди любить кожного із нас абсолютною любов'ю, незважаючи на те, що ми грішимо. Тож відкриваємо наші духовні очі, позбавляємось духовної сліпоти і знаходьмо нашого Господа кожній людині і показуємо наше милосердя і любов до ближнього не словами, а на ділі. Завжди дякуємо нашому Господеві, що він може жити в нас і через нас, бо він є світло світу, яке просвітлює кожну людину. А коли ми просвічені тим світлом, то ми не будемо німими, бо наші добрі діла будуть промовляти за нас. Нехай кожен день буде для всіх нас доброю нагодою бути просвіченим світлом Христовим. І стараємося бути милосердними до нашого ближнього щохвилини нашого життя. Слава Ісусу Христу!
Brothers and sisters, allow me to say something about the work that supports the program you just listened to. The program is unique. It will present the Divine Liturgy, homilies in Ukrainian and or English, liturgical music, little talks by the clergy, and so forth. It's a big variety of Ukrainian spirituality. Almost everybody could find something useful in the programs. These programs are broadcasts over Pittsburgh and the surrounding areas. And through the internet, it's also available by live streaming to the whole world. So what we do here very locally in Pittsburgh can benefit Ukrainians and other interested people in far distant places, perhaps where they have little opportunity to get a good Christian education. Now, this is America. And we need to pay for this. We don't have a state church in the United States. It's the work of the people. So if you are moved by the Holy Spirit to give something to support the program, to pay for the cost of airtime, to pay for equipment that might be needed to produce the program, we invite you to make a donation of your choice, and you may make it to Diocesan Resource Committee of the St. Josephat Eparchy, the Diocesan Resource Committee of the St. Joseph Eparchy. You may mail it to the Diocesan Resource Committee, Post Office Box 16319, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15242-3019. I'll repeat the address. Diocesan Resource Committee, Post Office Box 16319, Pittsburgh, PA, 15242-0319. And again, God bless you, and we are grateful that you listen, and we would be very grateful for your help. May God bless you with peace, health, and happiness.
Господи, в ім'я Ісуса Христа, Ти Бог сили, віднови наших воїнів-захисників, і хай засяє обличчя Твоє, і всі спасуться. Ніяка зброя, наставлена на наших захисників, не має успіху. І будуть наші воїни-захисники немов те лицарство, що топче ворогів на війні, як болото на вулицях, і воюють наші захисники, і перемагають, бо з ними Ти, Господь. Ти їхній прапор, стань вогняним кільцем навколо наших захисників. Судися, Господи, з тими, хто судиться з ними. Воюй з ворогами, що воюють з ними. Візьми малого і великого щита і встань їм на допомогу. Дістань списа і дорогу замкни нашим напасникам. Скажи душам нашим, я спасіння ваше. Нехай засоромляться, будуть погаблені, і згинуть ті, хто чатує на душах наших захисників. Хай відступлять назад, і нехай посоромляться ті, хто лихо їм вважає. Хай вороги стануть, немов та полова на вітрі, і ангел Господній нехай їх жене. Нехай буде дорога ворогів темна і слизька, і ангел Господній нехай їх жене.
Ви слухали радіопрограму «Христос посеред нас»,
яка виходить за сприянням єпархіального комітету ресурсів Української католицької єпархії Святої Йозефата, що у Пармі, Огайо та інших парафій,
яку до ефіру підготували редактор Оксана Ларнатович, звукорежисер Зановій Левковський.
Запрошуємо вас стати спонсором релігійної просвітницької програми. Ваші пожертви просимо надсилати за адресою Dear Susan Resource Committee, Post Office Box 16319, Pittsburgh, PA 15242.
Мир вам і вашому дому!